welcome to this episode of Superheroes and Mutants in the Classroom. I'm Jamie Nichols, a nationally board certified exceptional needs teacher who specializes in assistive technology for 3 to 22 year olds in the classrooms. This is a podcast that's full of quick ideas for general education and special education teachers. In the podcast, we explore ideas of comic culture icons as young students in the classroom. People from across the country send me their questions from their favorite fandom characters, and I explore how that character would be accommodated in the classroom. For example, in this episode, what would you do with a young Logan, otherwise known as Wolverine, without the use of his hands in your fifth grade classroom? Here's our question.
Wolverine was amazing because even though he had a dark background and past, he was able to be a really good guy. His adamantium claws would get in the way of writing essays. How would Wolverine write an essay in class with those metal spikes coming out of his hands?
All right, that's a question from a parent who volunteers in the classroom a lot, who also dresses up as Wolverine for Halloween every year. It's a great question because we have a lot of students who, for one reason or another, might not be able to use their hands to write. So many different reasons why. We're not going to focus on that today. We're going to focus on some tools that you could use. Let's first start with an iPad. If you had iPads in your classroom, there are simple options like using Siri or the voice recorder on a Google Doc to speak the essay for the students. That they would speak it. That takes away the use of using hands. If they had adamantium claws coming out, they obviously couldn't hold a pencil. But there's also some paid apps like Keeble. The Keeble keyboard app is a great accommodated keyboard that you can purchase and put on an iPad. It's very versatile. You can change the colors on it. You can have vowels colored different colors so that students can learn the differences. And the great thing about it is if you have very minimal use of your hands, the iTouch keyboard is helpful because a student may be able to drag their hand across the glass of an iPad and it wouldn't select every key that the finger touches. You get to set it on select on release, so as the hand moves across and then the finger lifts up, then it would select that letter. Or you've got dwell. If a student can't lift up their hand, as they move their fingers across the glass and you set the dwell time, let's say they stick it on one letter for a second, then it'll select that letter, and then without lifting up their hand, they can move over to another letter. So Keeble can be really, really powerful. There's also the Dragon Anywhere app. This is an upgrade from Dragon Natural Speaking, which is a program you used to buy and put on a computer, one static computer for a user. Now with Dragon Anywhere, the intuitive voice software learns the person's voice as they go, and you can control everything on an iPad using the Dragon Anywhere. So you can have it delete words for you without ever using your hands. It's just all voice controlled. So the iPad can be a pretty powerful tool for Wolverine to use. But let's say you had Chromebooks instead. With Chromebooks, you could turn on text-to-speech. The voice typing is available under Tools on any Google Doc. But Dragon Anywhere also has an extension on Chromebooks now. So with a paid subscription, you can log into Dragon Anywhere on a Chromebook as well. There are some students who are not going to be able to use either of those tools for one reason or another, and using an adult scribe as an accommodation is still a powerful tool. The student and the adult need to be trained in how to work together so that the adult doesn't prompt the student unless that's part of the accommodation, but just scribes everything that they say for them. But how do you train someone to use mostly speech-to-text features and accommodations? Here's something I like to suggest. It's called Two Stars and a Wish. We could pretend that Logan was doing this, and it's an activity to do mainly at home because the stars come out at night, and you look up at the stars, and you wish upon the stars. So Two Stars and a Wish would be speaking two full sentences of something that were, you know, the stars of your day, something great that happened that day. And then the third sentence is a wish, something that you wish would have happened that day. And training the student to speak all grammar commands. So for example, let's say Wolverine was speaking about his day and he was in school and he was still with Professor X. He would say, "I had a great day today," exclamation point. "I learned how to solve fractions," period. "It was harder than I thought, comma, but I know I can learn it," period. Doing two stars and a wish allows the students to speak from their own mind and get used to speaking those grammar commands that they're going to need to speak instead of using the pencil to mark on the paper. So this is how Wolverine could use his accommodations in the classroom. And remember, you have the power. Postscript. All characters in the Marvel Universe are copyright protected and only used here to share physical and emotional ideas for teachers in the classroom.